7th meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. If you'll please unmute, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Commissioner Villacana?
Here.
Commissioner Moltari?
Here.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman? Oh, she's absent today.
Absent today, yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Here.
And Chairman Campbell?
Here. Thank you. Would you please join me in the flag salute, Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. The County Planning Commissioners, planning staff, and members of the public wishing to provide live public comment are participating in this meeting using Zoom. Alternate methods for public participation can be found attached to the agenda, as well as a link to a Zoom user guide for public participation. The public may watch or listen to the meeting live online at www.slocounty.ca.gov. If you are a member of the public wishing to provide live public comment, you have joined us by website or smartphone application. When I call for public comment on a specific item, please do so by using the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen. If you are joining us by phone, please press *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, the clerk will unmute your connection, announce your name, and the last three digits of your phone number if you are calling in, and let you know that you are live online to make your comments. You will be timed for the 3 minutes as usual. If you are streaming the meeting through Channel 21 or the county website and wish to provide live public comment through Zoom, please log in or call in early, as there is an approximate 60-second delay between the meeting and the live stream. Please remember to turn down your broadcast volume when speaking during public comment to reduce interference and feedback noise. At this point, I'm going to give the floor to Commissioner Moltari.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before we go further with public comment, I have a few comments I'd like to make. It was brought to my attention after the last meeting that some of the comments I made offended and embarrassed our staff, and that was not my intent, and I feel very badly about that. So I want to sincerely apologize to the staff, as well as to my fellow commissioners and anybody else who was attending that last meeting. During my career, I've been a staff person, so I'm particularly aware of what it feels like to serve in those capacities and the difficult and important work that these professionals do for us. I very much appreciate and respect that. As a commissioner, I've tried to be sensitive to and supportive of our staff, and on reflection, I feel that I failed particularly so at our last meeting. For the most part, my comments at these meetings are intended to further a complete, balanced, and careful analysis and what I hope are well-reasoned arguments in support of good public policy outcomes. And I'm sure that the staff and my fellow commissioners are working towards those same outcomes. But my intentions, however, are no excuse for intemperate remarks or comments that could be received as hurtful or disrespectful. So again, I truly apologize for that. And I have also spoken separately with Ms. Fowler about this in more detail. So thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I will now open to public comment. Excuse me. Staff, do we have anybody on deck with public comment, general public comment?
Thank you, Chair Campbell. We did not receive pre-recorded messages for general public comment, and if there are members of the public that wish to speak, please use the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen or by pressing *9 at this time. And Chair Campbell, there are no requests to speak.
All right, thank you. Then I will close public comment at this time and move to commission business, and that would be the planning staff updates. Alexandria?
Well, I magically appear.
Good morning, Chair Campbell and Commissioners. Alexandra Fowler representing the Planning and Building Department. There are no reportable recent actions by the Board of Supervisors pertaining to your commission. So we're going to jump right into the summary of upcoming hearing items for you. So for your June 10th meeting, the following items have been tentatively scheduled. There's a track map with a conditional use permit, and it is a request to subdivide one existing parcel of approximately 1 acre into 12 parcels, ranging in size from 2,500 to 2,800 square feet for the purpose of sale and development, and to authorize smaller lot sizes as a planned development and to allow for the construction of 12 detached single-family units and 24 one-bedroom apartment units. This project is located at 651 West Tuff Street in the community of Napomo. The second item is an amendment, which is a request to amend the previously approved campus master plan design for an existing private school facility that was approved via conditional use permit DRC 2008-00021, and that project is located at 705 North Oak Park Boulevard, immediately adjacent to the city limits of Pismo Beach and Arroyo Grande. The third item is a development plan coastal development permit, and it is a request to allow 10 new mobile homes to be to an existing mobile home park, which is known as the Morrow Shores Mobile Home Park, and other on-site amenities for the residents. That project's located at 633 Ramona Avenue in the community of Los Osos. For your June 24th meeting, there are three items. The first is an amendment is an amendment request to amend the existing Chevron Tank Farm remediation and development project conditional use permit to allow an increased volume of non-hazardous impact soil removal on the 322-acre site, which is the San Luis Obispo Tank Farm property, and to modify the approved haul routes to allow for the disposal of non-hazardous impacted soils at the Cold Canyon landfill. That project site is located south of the city of San Luis Obispo at 20276 Pink Farm Road. There is a time extension. It's a request for the third and final extension of a minor use permit and coastal development permit to allow for the grading on slopes of greater than 20% and to construct a 3,000 square foot single family residence with 1,900 square feet of decks and exterior stairs and 1,100 square feet of attached garage and storage. This project is located on the north side of Pacheco Valley Road, just north of the entrance to Montano de Oro State Park in the community of Los Osos. And then the last item is an amendment, and it is an amendment to the official maps of the coastal zone land use element to rezone approximately 5 acres from agriculture to residential rural land use designations for the future development of a private cemetery located on the Hearst Ranch in the community of San Simeon. This concludes staff's update.
Any questions of staff, commissioners? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Fowler. We'll move on then to our consent agenda. We have one item, and that was the minutes from the last meeting. Any comments or questions about that? Seeing none, I'll accept a move to accept that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. Motion to approve and second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That motion is carried. I think we're ready then to move on into public hearings. So, Ramona, if you would please introduce the first item.
Hearing item number 4 is a hearing to consider a request by VRE Spanish Springs LLC to amend the conditions of approval and the additional map sheet for Tract 2388. County file number SUB2020-00076. Supervisorial District Number 3, Project Manager Matt Ringel. And if there are any members of the public wishing to speak at public comment, please use the raise hand feature, or if you are calling by phone, please use *9 in order to be called at the public comment portion of the hearing. Please continue with your presentation, Mr. Ringel. Thank you.
Before we begin, are there any ex parte items?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I did contact the applicant's consultant, Mr. Dave Watson, and talked to him via telephone, and they did also access and view and tour the project site.
Thank you. Any other?
Mr. Chairman, as per our current direction, I did go by the site and on to a portion of it, but I didn't speak with anyone.
Nothing for me.
Thank you. Please, applicant, would you continue?
Good morning, commissioners. This is Matt Ringel with County Planning and Building. Today I will be discussing SUB 2020-00076, an amendment to Tract 2388. This is a request by VRE Spanish Springs, LLC, to amend and clarify the conditions of approval and the additional map sheet for Tract 2388, a 17-parcel subdivision that includes 16 residential parcels, one agriculture parcel, and one remainder parcel that was originally approved by the Planning Commission in 2004. The amendments and clarifications include, one, reducing the 300-foot agriculture buffer on parcel 6 and 12 through 16 to 200 feet to create a uniform residential building exclusion area along the northern and western property line. Number two is to prohibit the planting of vineyards within a 200-foot residential building exclusion area on the additional map sheet. Number three, to clarify that all residential structures within the subdivision will maintain a minimum 300-foot buffer from vineyards within the subdivision. And number four, amending the additional map sheet to show the adjusted lot lines between lots 6 and 12, consistent with a lot line adjustment that was previously approved and recorded in 2017. Next is a vicinity map of the project site. The site is located northeast of the city of Pismo Beach and is located at the intersection of Price Canyon Road and Thousand Hills Road. Next is a land use category map showing the site. To the north and west is agriculture, and to the east and south are rural lands. I will note that today's amendments and clarifications primarily include the rural lands of this section, which overall the subdivision includes rural lands to the west and agriculture to the east. Here is an aerial overview of the site. Here you can see that the rural land section of the subdivision is primarily undeveloped, only with Spanish Springs Road going through the site, and the agriculture land has been developed with agriculture development. Next, I will describe the four proposed changes in further detail. Currently, there's a 300-foot residential building exclusion area for parcels 13, 14, and 15. Today's proposed amendment is to reduce this exclusion area by 100 feet to create a 200-foot uniform residential building exclusion area across the northern boundary. On this slide, I've highlighted in red the region that includes a 300-foot buffer, and the red region is proposed to be removed to create that 200-foot agriculture buffer. Change number two is to prohibit the planting of vineyards within the residential exclusion area, highlighted in red. This is the 200-foot agriculture buffer on the north and western property lines. Currently, parcels 1 through 5 do not allow the development of residential structures within 300 feet of a vineyard. It is proposed to expand this restriction to all parcels within the subdivision. On this slide, I've highlighted parcels 1 through 5, which currently have this restriction. This restriction is proposed to be moved to all parcels. And finally, change number 4 is to update the additional map sheet to correctly reflect a lot line adjustment that was previously approved in 2007. And I have shown that on the northeastern section of this slide. It's staff's recommendation to adopt the addendum to the mitigated negative declaration that was originally prepared for S990298T for Tract 2388 and approve SUB 2020-00076 to amend Track 2388 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. And that concludes my presentation. I will note that the project's agent, Dave Watson, is available for further comment and available for additional questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Are there any commissioner questions for staff at this time? Okay. Dave, do you have something to add to this?
Good morning, Chairman Campbell and commissioners and staff. First of all, I wanted to let you know that we appreciated staff's efforts in moving this project along. It's an old subdivision. These clarifications are assisting, I think, both from a residential point of view and from the vineyard side. I'm here on behalf of VRE Spanish Springs in support of the staff's recommendation and will answer any questions that do come up. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, then I will open public comment. Do we have anybody standing by, staff?
Thank you, Chair Campbell. No pre-recorded messages were received for this hearing item, but if there are members of the public that wish to speak, please use the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen, or if you are joining via telephone, please press star 9 at this time. And Chair Campbell, no requests to speak have been received.
Right. Well, then we'll bring it back to the dais then and have comments of planning commissioners. Mr. Multari?
Well, it seems like the original intent of the separations was to ensure that houses were not near vineyards, and the Ag Commissioner has reviewed this change and finds it acceptable. I think the other conditions about staff reviewing the precise site of new houses on these lots still holds. Is that true, Matt? I think so.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I would support this staff's recommendation.
Further comments or questions of the other commissioners?
No, I would support that. It seems like a straightforward, request to just rationalize and harmonize what's already been spoken about, and I'm in support of staff's recommendations.
And I likewise have no questions regarding that either.
Alex?
So we could go to deliberation on this to the extent you'd like, folks.
Well, since the commissioner from that district is gone today, right. I'd move the staff recommendation. So based on the findings and subject to the revised conditions.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Ramona.
Commissioner Multari?
Yes.
Commissioner Villicana?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
And Chairman Campbell?
Yes. That motion is carried.
Thank you.
Hearing item number 5 is a hearing to consider a request by Flint, a general partnership, for a vesting tentative tract map and conditional use permit. County file number SUB 2019-00092, supervisorial district number 4, project manager Nicole Ellis. And if there are any members of the public wishing to join us in public comment, please use the raise hand feature, or if you are joining us by telephone, please use star 9 in order to be called at the public comment portion of the hearing. Please continue, Ms. Ellis. Thank you.
Thank you, Ramona. Good morning, Chair Campbell and members of the Planning Commission. My name is Nicole Ellis, a staff planner with the county. Staff originally recommended that the project be continued to a date certain of June 10th. However, staff would like to clarify and request that the Planning Commission continue this item off calendar to allow staff and the applicant to work through some minor design items that were identified recently. Staff confirmed this request with the applicant, who is supportive of the continuance as well. It should be noted that one public comment was received from Michael Manassi yesterday, which has been attached to the agenda as part of the public record. I informed Mr. Manassi of the request to continue this item off calendar, and he stated that he'll be attending the future hearing date to read his letter into the record. And that concludes my presentation. If there are any questions, I'm available. Thank you.
Hit the wrong button somehow. Any questions, further questions of staff? I'll entertain a motion.
Oh, since it's a, we should just formally open the hearing and close the hearing just in case.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. My papers dropped here and I just got them sorted out.
I'm sympathetic.
That one pager threw me. I'll open public comment at this time. Staff,
Thank
do we
you.
Have anybody waiting?
Thank you, Chair Campbell. There have been no requests to speak on this hearing item.
All right, and I will close public comment. Bring this to a vote. I would accept the motion.
Well, I'd move then that we continue this item off calendar.
Second.
Thank you, Alex. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That motion is carried. Shall be continued. Item number six. Ramona, would you please introduce the next item?
Hearing item number six is a hearing to consider a request by El Valle Originals, LLC, for a coastal development permit development plan. County file number DRC 2020-00200, supervisorial district number 4, project manager Hannah Nguyen. And if there are any members of the public wishing to comment, please use the raised hand feature at the bottom of your screen or by pressing star 9 if you are joining us by telephone. Please continue with your presentation, Ms. Nguyen. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and members of the Planning Commission. Hannah Nguyen with County of Planning and Building. I will be presenting on the Coastal Development Permit Development Plan for El Valle Originals, DRC 2020-00200. The proposed operations include an approximate 1,800 square foot combined cannabis non-storefront dispensary, manufacturing and distribution business within a portion of the existing 12,000 square foot building. The project would result in the partitioning of existing Suite B into two suites, B1 and B2, and the applicant is proposing to operate from Suite B1. No new structures or additions to the existing building are proposed. Due to the proposed vertical integration of the cannabis activities, the project requires a conditional use permit and is reviewed before the Planning Commission. Additionally, the project is also located within the coastal appealable zone. Shown here is a vicinity map that shows the project's location and its immediate surroundings. The project is located on an approximate 1.7-acre site located at 2115 Willow Road within the Calendar Garrett Village area of the South County Coastal Planning Area. Shown here is a land use category map. The project site is located in the industrial land use category and is surrounded by residential suburban to the east and industrial to the north, south, and west. Provided here is an area of the property with the project site outlined in red. The site plan here shows the location of the proposed tenant space and its existing site conditions. Please note that the project site also includes other approved cannabis activities in the adjacent suites, including non-storefront dispensary, distribution, manufacturing, and nursery uses. Provided here is the proposed floor plan. Project activities would occur simultaneously in shared spaces. Employees would arrive on the site in the morning, and drivers would make deliveries throughout the day with one anticipated return trip to the site to restock on product. Bulk product deliveries would be loaded and unloaded within the facility and stored in a secured fenced area. The bulk cannabis flower and pre-rolls are then packaged, labeled, and stored prior to transportation by on-site employees throughout the day. All operations would conclude by 8 p.m. daily. As condition, the project is consistent with the relevant land use ordinance standards. An excerpt is shown here for the standards that are generally of interest. As proposed, the project meets the minimum location, setback, odor management, and parking requirements. Hours of operation would be conditioned to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and the security plan would be conditioned to require review and approval by the sheriff's office. It was determined that the project qualifies for a Class 1 existing facilities category exemption as set forth in the CEQA guidelines because the operation includes operation, permitting, and minor alteration of the existing private structure involving negligible expansion of the former warehouse use. There is one revision that I would like to present regarding the conditions. An error was detected in condition number 36, and staff is recommending replacing the word cultivation with activities to accurately reflect the project description. As such, the revised condition shown on this slide would read as, throughout the life of the project, the cannabis activities shall be sited and or operated in a manner that prevents cannabis nuisance odors from being detected off-site. All structures utilized for indoor cannabis activities shall be equipped and or maintained with sufficient ventilation controls, for example, carbon scrubbers, to eliminate nuisance odor emissions from being detected off-site. With that, staff recommends the Planning Commission approve the Coastal Development Permit development plan for DRC 2020-00200 for El Valle Originals based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and conditions as revised listed in Exhibit B. This concludes staff's presentation. Both staff and the applicant are available for any questions on the project.
Apparently, there's none at this time, and I apologize. I was picking up my lost papers. I should have asked for ex parte. Michael, didn't we approve one a couple of years ago in this same industrial complex?
Yes. Yeah. And I think Hannah mentioned that there are other cannabis operations in the same building. Right. Yeah. And from an ex parte standpoint, you know, as usual, I went by the site, but I didn't talk with anyone.
And my ex parte is kind of a negative ex parte. I did attempt to contact both the applicant and the project consultant. My phone calls were not returned, so I did view the project site, albeit from a distance.
Thank you. So are there any further questions of planning commissioners on the presentation?
No.
Yeah, well, actually, she got to my question was on 36, the cannabis, the cultivation, so that took care of that. The other question I'd have is, as far as the monitoring the water and electric meter, is that a standard thing that we have these cannabis projects do? Because I noticed that it has to be reported quarterly, and is that on every project that we do that?
Oh, yes. That is a standard requirement for the cannabis projects that we have been processing. And for the monitoring, that would be included in quarterly updates.
And so that's for manufacturing as well as the cultivation, or is it?
I can answer that, actually. This is Matthew Goodman. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the 15th application I've done in the county, and I've done about 25 others outside. But we always have to list our energy consumption. We always have to do well tests, soil tests, and, you know, determine on where you are. Coastal Commission would get involved. Fish and Game gets involved, and the State Water Board and Weightmaster certificates are all needed.
All right, thank you.
Comprehensive.
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to say a few things before we conclude. I did Calac Wellness as well. I did Blue Diamond. I've been in front of the Planning Commission for these CUPs 5 times now. This particular project, I drafted, and I do permitting for construction companies in the county as well. So that's my background, is I just do permits all day. This particular job, I have already submitted concurrent processing. I already have my corrections from building. We've already submitted for, we've already paid for the air quality. We've already submitted plans for all abatements, including lighting and security. We already have every piece of information. The only thing that we need right now is approval from this planning commission, and that's going to go to the state, and we will be able to pay our state license on Friday with that information, because we've already been approved by the state, except for the planning commission approval. Because I have done this entire project perfectly. I've been doing this in this county. I was the first person to put in a planning application. So you've seen my applications. These are good people in the business. They've been in the business for 6 years, and their business will be well maintained. And as well, I designed the tenant improvement. I actually drafted it myself. So if you have any questions on the drafting or permitting, I did that. I've already applied for the stormwater control exemption and the fire plan. So every piece of information that you need has been filled out, and you have access to it at this point. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, staff. If there are no further questions or discussion with staff, I will open for public comment.
Thank you, Chair Campbell. No requests to speak or pre-recorded messages have been received for this hearing item. And I see Ms. Alexandra Fowler.
Yes, excuse me, Chair Campbell. I just wanted to make a clarification that Matthew Goodman is not staff. He represents the applicant. Just wanted to make that clarified for the record.
Thank you. I was a little confused there myself. Thank you. I will close public comment then, seeing none, and ask for any further discussion by the planning commissioners, or I will entertain a motion.
Seeing none, I guess I will go ahead and make a motion that we approve Coastal Development Permit Development Plan DRC 2020-00200 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the revised conditions listed in Exhibit B.
Is there a second to that, please?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Ramona.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Moltari?
Yes.
Commissioner Villacana?
Yes.
And Chairman Campbell?
Yes. Motion is carried. Thank you all. I believe that ends all the agenda-sized items. Is that correct, staff?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Moltari, you're going to be on duty next time because I'm going to be out of the country. So, or not out of the country, but out of the state. So I will not be at the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll take a motion to take all testimony and documents into the record.
So moved.
Second? Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Thank you. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, nay. That motion is carried. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until the next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That motion is carried. So be careful going outside in case they got the bomb squad out there, whatever's going on, huh?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you, everybody. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you.